morning. Thankful for a place where there won't be anything to cause any tears. I'm going to be reading a I want to use a question today as a title to the message to those who are here today that are lost, that have not been saved. Do you want to be saved? And that is the question, because, you know, listen, the Lord has saved people throughout the years of time. God has saved the souls of people from all different walks of life. He has saved people that were brought He has saved people of different races, of different backgrounds. But I'm going to say this, that God has never yet saved one soul that did not want to be saved. God does not force his grace upon anyone. And, you know, the Bible tells us that if we will delight ourselves in the Lord, that he'll give us the desires of our heart. And I wonder today, for those of you that are here that are lost, does your heart desire the salvation of the Lord? And I want to share some scripture, other scripture with you that I believe proves to us that in order to be saved, that you must be willing, that you must desire that in order to have it. And not only that you might desire that, but that it might be your greatest desire. If there's, and I believe that the scriptures make this very plain, that if there are things that are more important to you than salvation, then you're not going to be able to have it, because it has to become our greatest desire to be saved in order to be saved. Now, I want to look at this for just a moment, and I want you to consider this for a moment from God's perspective. God does want you to be saved. God does desire that you would be saved. God has done everything that is necessary and was necessary in order to be done for every person of Adam's race to be saved. He has made all the provisions necessary. There's not anything that has been left undone that would prevent even one person from being able to find the Lord. Everything that was necessary to be done in order for everybody to be saved has been done. And not only has God made the provision necessary in order for everybody to be saved, but God has a great desire that everybody would come to him. Now, the Bible teaches us that, and it teaches us that emphatically. It teaches us that very plainly. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, the Apostle Paul wrote this in reference to God. He was speaking about God when he said this, 1 Timothy 2 and 4, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now also the Apostle Peter, if we look in 2 Peter chapter 3, the Apostle Peter was speaking there about the promise that the Lord had made that he would come again, and the fact that he is coming again, that he will keep, that he will fulfill that promise. And in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, the Apostle Peter said, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Now, you know, oftentimes we meet here, we have service, we extend an invitation, we give an invitation to those who are lost to come here and bow at the mourner's bench, or to bow where they're at if they feel that's what they need to do. We invite people to come to Jesus and seek him for the salvation of their soul. But listen, the invitation truly is God's. And this is the invitation that God has given to all people. It's found in Isaiah chapter 45, verse 22. He said, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. There is no other Savior. God is the only one that can save you. But listen, you don't have any need of anybody else, because the Hebrew writer said concerning Christ that he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. And so we have a God that is able to save anybody that will come to him and meet his conditions, and not only save them, but save them to the uttermost. You listen, God can save you today as much as a person can possibly be saved. He can save you completely. He can save you to the uttermost. And not only can he do that, lost friend, but that's what he wants to do. He wants to save you. We have an account in the second chapter of the Acts of the Apostles when the Apostle Peter preached a great sermon about the Lord Jesus Christ there at the day of Pentecost. And the Bible talks about those that heard that were pricked in their hearts. And they said, "Men and brethren, what must we do?" They had a desire, and they wanted to be saved. And we see there in the account that there were thousands of them that were saved that very day. There were 3,000 that were saved and added to the Lord, but they wanted to be saved. It was their great desire to be saved. I'll tell you what, this jailer here, he wanted salvation. The Bible, after it speaks about the things that he had witnessed, how that the great power of God had shook the foundations, and he felt that he had failed in his job and was going to kill himself, when he was assured by the voice of Paul that they had not escaped, that they were all there. The Bible tells us he called for a light. He sprang in and he came trembling, and he fell down before Paul and Silas, and he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" You know, a person that had no interest would have never asked that question, would they? He wanted to be saved, and he wanted to know what he must do in order to be saved. And these men told him, right, you've got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in order to be saved. In the fourth chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, in verse 29, and I believe this verse tells us, this is one of the verses anyway, that tells us that in order to be saved, that a person has got to want that with all their heart. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29, "But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord, thou shalt be saved." Well, you know, we could stop right there and we could say, well, okay, then everybody here that comes and bows at the mourner's bench, that's a promise that they'll be saved. No, "But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord, thou shalt be saved, if thou seek him with all your heart and with all your soul." I'm telling you what, you've got to put your all on the altar in order to find the Lord. In order to be saved, you've got to believe on him with all of your heart. The Bible teaches us that we must repent of our sins. And I'll tell you what, you lose a lot of people right there because of pride. You know, a lot of people don't want to look at themselves as being a sinner, do they? But I'll tell you what, you'll never get saved. I believe before everybody gets saved, they see what they really are. God shows you what you really are. That's what conviction is all about. That's what the work of the Holy Spirit is all about. In the heart of someone that's lost, he convinces that person. He convicts that person. He reproves that person. Whatever term you want to use, he shows that individual what they truly are, that they are a sinner, lost, separated from a holy God, and have absolutely nothing to offer him. You know what the Bible says the sacrifices of God are? A broken heart and a contrite spirit. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and save us such as be of a contrite spirit. And so, if you are in that condition, and you know, I hear people say, I'll tell you what, I believe sometimes people just lie to themselves. I believe sometimes people just deceive their own hearts. I'm going to say, I believe that the Holy Spirit of God does His work. Jesus said, when He comes, He will reprove. He will convict. And I'm convinced that God does that. Listen, when I was lost through the preaching of the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit, God dealt with my soul. And God's no respecter of persons. I hear people sometimes have sat under the sound of the gospel for a long time, sat under the truth, and they try to deny that God even deals with them. I don't believe it, folks. I believe God does His work. I believe that there are people that will lie to themselves and lie to others and even deceive their own hearts. But I'm convinced that through the power of the gospel, that the Holy Spirit of God today still convicts people of their sins. Now, what you're going to do with that, when God shows that to you, what you do with that will be answered by whether or not you want to know the Lord, whether or not you want to be saved. God made a way. I'm so thankful. I am so thankful that God made a whosoever will way. I'm so thankful that a person did not have to be of a certain culture or a certain race or have a certain amount of financial security. I'm thankful that God made a way for all people to be saved. Because, you know, when the Bible said that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life, included in that whosoever will was me. Amen. And you. And God made a way for everybody that will come to Him and meet His conditions to be saved. Now, we have accounts in the Scriptures of some people that the Bible tells us about that were in the presence of this same preacher, the Apostle Paul, that obviously they weren't concerned about their soul. We have the account of Felix, how that Paul reasoned with that man of righteousness, of temperance, and of judgment to come. And his response wasn't, well, what do I have to do to be saved? His response was, go thy way for now. When I have a convenient season, I will call for you. When the Apostle Paul spoke to King Agrippa, his response was different from this response of the Philippian jailer. Paul said, Felix, do you believe the prophets? I know that you do. And Felix said, well, Paul, almost you persuaded me to be a Christian. This man that we've read about here, this jailer, he wanted the gift of God. He wanted it. I wonder today if there's anybody here. This is a serious moment for you if you're lost. I wonder if there's anybody here today in the sound of my voice that's lost in your sins, in need of God's salvation, that wants it. Do you want it? Because I've got good news for you. If you do, you can have it. If you want it, you can have it. When this man asked this question, what must I do to be saved? Paul and Silas didn't tell him there's nothing you can do. They didn't tell him there's no hope for you. There's no way for you to be saved. When he said, what must I do to be saved? They told him, it can be done. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Trust in him with all of your heart. Seek him, as the Bible says, with all your heart, with all your soul. Give everything to the Lord, and you will be saved. You know, when I was able to do that, I got saved. I got saved. But that's what it took. That's what it took for me. That's what it took for you. That's what it takes for us all, that we seek the Lord and that we desire that above everything else in the world. I'd like for Brother Strode to lead a song. My heart goes out today and is concerned for those who are not saved. Listen. There are some here today that we know recently have been praying to God, have been concerned about your condition, showing concern about your soul, but as far as we know, you haven't yet found the Lord. And I want to tell you this. When you begin your search, you need to just seek until you become a finder. You don't need to seek the Lord and then abandon it for a year. You need to, when you start seeking, you need to keep seeking until you find the Lord, until you are saved, until God speaks peace to your soul, then your search will be over. But you don't need to give up until that happens. So while we stand and sing,
Number 191. That's all it takes. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood wash it for me, and that thy bids me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fighting and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, poor, wretched, blind, sight rich is he, healing of the mind, yea, all I need in believe, O Lamb of God.